to me. Everybody lift up your hands. Father which art in heaven, thank you for your power tonight. For your miracle healing power. Thank you, Jesus. For every soul that is gathered here tonight. Thank you for your great salvation. You have already given to us. Let everyone here tonight be changed forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. For your great blessing. In every life here tonight. In the name of Jesus we pray. And everyone shouted amen.
Amen.
Tonight, you may be seated if you have a seat. God is changing your life permanently. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is changing your life permanently. And no one is going to leave this place the same as you came. If you believe it, lift up your right hand. No one should move, please. Nobody should allow anybody to walk around. Security, please ensure no one is walking in the field as I'm preaching, in the middle.
Please. Taendani bwalolo nseri pasapezeke wina akusunta pasi koma aliyense alime akale pamene alipo tichepetse maendedwe pakati pathu.
Because God's power is here.
Chifukwa mphamvu yakukhudza ya Mulungu ili malo ano.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, thank you for every hand that is lifted up.
Atate siko moifo ya dzanja lilonse limene lakwezedwa madzulo alero.
And thank you for mercy and salvation for Kasungu like never before. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight I have a very simple message for you, and my message is why your soul is important. Why your soul is important. Mark chapter 8 and verse 36.
Mariko chapter 8 ndime yake ya 36.
And it says, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and his soul is lost? Now, in the Bible, we see the great story of Jesus Christ. God so loved the world that he gave and sent his only son to this world. So that whosoever believes in him
kuti aliyense amene akhulupirira mwa iye
should not perish but have everlasting life.
Koma akhale nawo moyo osatha.
How many of you want everlasting life?
Angati ayinu mufuna moyo osatha.
Beautiful.
Zokondweretsa ndipo zokombola.
One day,
ndipo tsiku lina,
for 3 years, Jesus Christ roamed around a small area of Israel preaching and delivering the message of God from his Father to all of us human beings.
Tsiku lina kwa zaka zitatu, Yesu Christ anali kuyenda mu Israeli ndipo kupeleka uthenga wa chipulumutso ochokera kwa Atate ake.
Do you want to know what happened when God sent his Son to this world?
Kodi mufuna mudziwe zimene zinachitika Mulungu atatuma mwana wake ku dziko lino lapansi.
Hey! If God was to send somebody, by all means, you must expect fire and fantastic things to happen.
So
one day, in the book of Mark, the Bible says Jesus came to a certain country called Gadarenes. And when he came out of the ship, a man who had a demon in him came out of the cemetery and met Jesus Christ.
Ndipo pamene Yesu anangotuluka mungalawa anakumana naye munthu wina odzala ndi ziwanda chikhamu amene anali kuchokera kumanda.
Do you have a cemetery here?
Kodi inu manda muli nawo kuno kasungu?
Do people stay in the cemetery?
Kodi aliko mbale wanu olonzukulu amene akukhala kumanda nenga nyumba yake alipo okhala kumanda?
Do people stay there? Why do people not stay in the cemetery?
Chifukwa ninji anthu sapanga kumanda okhala nyumba yao.
Hey! Maybe they are afraid that somebody will wake up in the night and come out.
Adimwina atukuliena amatsuka usiku nabwera kutsakhala nawo atotelo.
But there was a man who had an evil spirit and the demon held the man's head and took him to the cemetery. And told him, you are going to stay here.
And
tonight, nobody here must allow the devil to lead, to have your life because Satan wants to take you straight to the cemetery.
Aliyense wa inu ameta kumanda pano. Asalole satana kukwira moyo wake. Chifukwa akufuna iwe, akutengele nditu kumanda.
There are some people here, you are supposed to die soon, but because of tonight, in the name of Jesus, you are not going to the cemetery.
Ena ainu mumaenda kuti mumalie pafupi fupi. Koma chifukwa cha mkumano uwu wachitika lero, inu ulendo wa kumanda waima usiku wa lero.
Hey!
Hey!
And the Bible says,
ndipo Bible kunena kuti,
this man who was staying, his bedroom was in the cemetery, his toilet was in the cemetery, his kitchen was in the cemetery, he eats in the cemetery. The Bible says he had his dwelling among the tombs.
Bible kunena kuti munthu uyu amene anagwidwa ndi ziwanda nyumba yake kapena kama pokona kunali kumanda. Malwaja munthu amapita ukazithandizira kumanda. Sitting room kumanda. Bafaso komweko, tebulo tela komweko.
Hey!
Hey!
If he's watching television, it is the ghost that he's looking at.
Akamaona television amangoona ziwanda ziluyenda yenda kumene koko basi. TV yake inali imeneyo.
And the Bible says nobody could bind him, no, not even with chains, because he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him.
Akuti muntu uyu anali atayesa anthu kumufuya kamena kumuweta kamena kumusunga ndipo amamanga ni macheni kapena matangatsa kapena maunyolo koma kwa nthawi ndi nthawi anali kudula kapena kumwetula maunyolo palibe mmodzi anakwanitsa kumufuya.
Many times demons affect you physically, so the demon made the man stronger than a normal human being. So he could break iron.
Paris wanda zina inu simatizika kugwirani. Mumakala ni mpamvu zina za chilendo. Zwa posa zimene dosefe tilinazo. Nijifuwa chake yeyu. Amadula maunyolo kapena matangaza pamwe wake.
People tried to tie this man, but the man would just do this.
Amayesa.
It was like magic.
Amayesa antu kumanga. Gulu la pili ndivena kumanga. Kwa magadadule kwangu mwatu la kutitea wataya. Ngati fiti nditu.
The source of that power was satanic.
Gwero la mpamvi meneyo. Sinalisemunu wake satana.
Not all powers are from God.
Inu mpamvu zonse. Sisi joka zonse tu kwa mulungu ai.
But a greater power is here tonight in the name of Jesus. Now, night and day, this man was in the mountains and in the cemetery, crying and cutting himself with stones.
Masana ndi usiku mamunawi anali manda, kulira ndi kukuwa, komanso amatijeka yeka ndi miala.
Satan wants you to cry.
Satan afuna kuoneni inu mukuketa misozi.
Satan wants you to be hurt.
Satan afuna inuyo inu musimva kupwetekedwa kapena kudedwa inuyo.
The man was naked.
Mamuna anali bunobuno.
Satan wants to disgrace you.
Satan afuna inu aujiriseni manyazi.
We can see all the desires of Satan for a human being when you look at what happened to this man.
Tikutakuona chikumba kumbo cha satana. Pamuntu wina aliyense. Chimene satana akumfunila. Tikaona zimene anachita pamuntu uyu.
Because the man was possessed or owned by the devil.
Mamuna ayusuanda sinari mwaiye. Kapena ada aliyense wa satana.
Hey!
Hey!
But when he saw Jesus, he ran and worshipped him. Look at Venus, the planet in the sky, very beautiful. When Satan was thrown out of heaven, he should have fallen on a Venus or one of those planets, but he came here rather.
Pamene isatana anataidwa kuchoka kumwamba. Adadutsa koseko ugosa kalako. Koma naye jabu mpaka nakutafika kuno kukhala kuno.
That is not a star, that is Venus the planet.
Icha tusinyenyezi koma uilicha ndi dziko lochedwa Venus.
Hey! But when this man saw Jesus,
adiko mama munawi ataona Yesu.
He ran and worshipped him.
Anatamanga kugalambira.
And the demon in the man cried.
Ndibochi wanda mama munayo
chinafuula. What have I to do with you, Jesus, thou son of the most high God?
Chinati, tirinawe chani iwe Yesu, mwana wa Mulungu wa moyo.
Please do not torment me.
Chonde usatidzunze usatisauti ai.
Because Jesus told the demon in the man, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit.
Nifwa Yesu anachuhusa chuandaudi. Tuluka iwenzimu wanyasa mama munawe.
And he asked him, what is your name?
Anafusa, kwa diwe tina la kwenduenda.
And the demon answered, my name is Legion. Because we are many devils in one man.
Chinati, tina la angandine legio. Chifwa tinipo ambili mama muna amene.
And the demons began to beg Jesus that he should not send them out of the country, out of Malawi, out of Gadara, out of South Africa, out of Ghana, out of Nigeria. We want to stay in the country.
Usaliduluche ku South Africa kapena ku Nigeria koma tufurati kalebe mwa munthu amene.
Every country has its demons.
Jiko lililonse lilinziwanda zake za jiko limene.
And the demons don't cross to new other country, they stay in that country.
Ziwanda zilibe mapassport sizuologera jiko lina ai.
And the demons affect each country in a particular way.
When
you come to Malawi, if you are spiritual, you will see certain types of demons in this country. When you cross to Mozambique, you see a different type of demons are there. That is why the demon said, please, don't send us out of this country. We are belonging to this country. We know what we are doing in this country.
Zwana zinati, usadi tuluche mchiko lino. Pakuti tukujiwa ndinchito imene tinayo mchiko lino.
Now,
zwana lino.
The demon said,
nipo zwana zinati,
send us into the swine, to the pigs, because there were pigs. And Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the head ran violently down a steep place into the sea, and they were about 2,000, and they were choked in the sea, and they that fed the swine told it in the city and in the country.
Tikangolo wako mkumba iso. Pakuti pafupi panali mkumba zimene zinali kuja. Ndipo Yesu analola zinatuluka kolo wa mkumba. Tele mulu wonse wa mkumba 2,000. Padachitika chipwirikiti zonse. Ndukalo wa madzi. Popanda imodzi yopulumuka. Ndipo nkhani yonseyi anaimva kumudzi kuti izi zachitika ku Gadara.
And they came to Jesus and they saw the man who was possessed with the devil, number one, and had the legion, number two, sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid.
Ndibotsopano anadza anthu onse kudzamuona mamuna uja amene choyamba adali ndi ziwanda chachiwiri anali ndi chikhamu chotchedwa legion komanso kumbukani adali wa maliseche. Atakala pa mapasi a Yesu. Walunga lunga zose mwa iye zitatha.
Clap for Jesus' power.
Manja mau Yesu mphamvu yake ya Yesu.
Do you have such people in Malawi who are mad and naked and
kwa
walking around?
Kodi muninawo inu antu kuna ukasungu. Kapena ku Malawi. Amene amisala, amaenda mbulanda. Ena oti fulasa oka. Ena oti na machidua chilendo. Kodi dinawo ukasungu kuno?
Yes. I don't even have to ask you. I know.
Arisini maina rugufusani.
Because there are demons in every country.
Yes.
And you know, one day one of my pastors was casting out demons of a lady in England. An English woman. And the demon started speaking just like this. And the demon said, the demon started to speak in Nigerian language. With a man's voice.
Hey!
And do you know what the demon said? The demon said, I have been here for 400 years.
Zuandazinati, takala muno mnyumba yatu, weposa saka 400.
Hey! Ladies and gentlemen,
amaindabam,
this story shows you how much a soul is worth.
Nkani kukuzani.
This was a man who had a legion of demons, that is 6,726 demons in a legion, and all of them were inside the man. That is why when people have problems, they don't only have one problem. You will rarely see somebody who is only a thief. He's also a thief, he's a liar, he's jealous, he's wicked. Many problems in one, you never see only one.
Nijifukwaja againu sumuzabeza muntu alinifuto limoti. Akozo kala sizina ntole kabena mbala. Koma ndeo di mwaboza, walisoka futo kena, katisokena. Inu koma mkona limoti. Koma kuli ukuku, ndididi, wama futo.
Hey! And Jesus said, come out!
Yesu anatuluka, tuluka!
Do you know, the demons see you as their house. They see you as accommodation.
Kwadinu mkuzori ziwanda zikaona inu. Zimadini nyumba yatu. Tele maima hapa wena ziwanda zikuti. Inde nyumba timakala molenti. Timachita mene mumu. Aonena inu yeti.
So if you leave the window open, if you leave the door open, something can come into you.
Adingadi inyondinu nyumba ya satana. Nkushia window yote kula. Oh. Ndekulisina chake. Chikoso chitika pa nyumbai.
Yes.
Indeed.
So you must be careful to not to leave the door open.
Mugena ukala osamala. Osasia. Zenera lo takula. Panyumbaya. Nyumbayo. Muri inuyo.
What are the doors to your body?
Kodi. Nisi tego zanji. Zemoye wan.
Your eyes.
Maso wan.
Many demons come through what you see.
Izi wanda zambiri zimalowa. Kutela pasimene inu mumaona.
Yes.
Indeed.
Many people watch television and they learn how to kill. And they watch pornography. And they watch many bad things. And demons enter through the eyes. The next hole is through the nose. Many diseases come through the nose.
Matenda ambiri amadutsa mpunom.
Entering the body.
Kulowa nkati mwatu.
Many diseases. What is your common disease here?
Matenda ambiri.
What do you have? Malaria? Flu? And tuberculosis. It comes through the nose. They are demons.
Tirindichi fuwa chifine.
And your ears is another hole.
Makutu tano awa, mapirikanilo.
What you hear?
Zimene inu mumamva.
Demons come through. People hear things and they become afraid.
Inu, and amamva zintu.
People hear things. When they go to prison, they are taught. And evil spirits enter them. The devil sees you as a house. If you leave any of the doors or windows open, he will come in. And the mouth. Many diseases come through the mouth. The water we drink. And the food. That is why Jesus always prayed over food before he eats.
Hey!
Hey! And the next hole, the vagina.
Inu, ziwalo zatu sobano sajisimai. Ndiye komori na limeneli. Limene zuanda si malowera kumene.
If you leave it open.
Ugasi agota gula kumene
go. HIV.
Ema HIV.
And other demons.
Ndisi na zinge.
Gonorrhea.
Gonorrhea.
And other things.
Ni matende wena.
Hey.
Hey.
And then the back.
Adi sobano. Uku.
If you leave it open, homosexuality, homosexuality comes in.
Zilowa.
Hey.
Hey.
So the devil,
Satana,
once he's inside the house, and he has got a roof over his head, he doesn't plan to go out at all. So Jesus said to the demon, come out! And the demon said, no. So it was going to become a long argument, and Jesus was come to preach, not to argue with demons.
Kifukwa Yesu anati tuluka. Ndeji wanda zinati ai. Ndepa maoneka kutipa kala nkangano tsopano. Kwa Yesu kudela ilisana bwelele nkangano.
So the demon offered an option.
Ndeji sobano ziwanda zinati, oh, tikupempeni.
We have seen some pigs here.
Taona uku, saona ndeke, penapake.
Hey!
Hey!
So Jesus was thinking, this is somebody's farm. With 2,000 pigs. How much is one pig in Malawi? Do you have pigs here? You don't eat pork.
$150,000.
$40,000. For a pig.
Nkumba imots.
Small one.
A small one.
And 2,000.
Zinaribo 2,000 nkumbas.
Can you imagine the cost of somebody's farm?
Kwa didi ngati kuerengeta kuchuruka kwa ndalama. Zimene mtu yana linazoba nkumbazaki.
So Jesus was looking at the madman and was looking at the pigs.
Ndipo Yesu amataka ona mtu wa misala. Ndikuona kuchuruka kwa ndalama pa nkumba.
And Jesus said, this madman is worth more than all these pigs. This one madman is worth more than 2,000
pigs.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Tonight, Jesus is telling you,
yes,
you are worth more than 10,000 animals.
Yes.
And Jesus said, go. And the demons rushed into the pigs. As soon as the demons felt the pigs entering, they said, what? And they decided, it is better to commit suicide than to stay alive with the demons. And you can see, Satan is always killing things. Killing people. Destroying things. Tonight, the work of the devil is destroyed in your life. The Bible says, Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Your soul is very important to God. In the Bible, Jesus told us the story of a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen. The rich man was just, this was the color of the rich man. You know, when you are rich, some people, they only wear one color.
Hey.
And the rich man fed sumptuously every day. You know, in my country, when you don't have money, you don't eat meat. I don't know about Malawi, but we don't eat meat if your money is finished.
I invangeli nchimozi mozi. Tere kunosoka kauri ntumba mulibe. Ah, sunga suse. Wago nchigwada nisina zotele. Nimenezi makari ya watu kunosi.
Hey!
Hey!
But the rich man,
kwa mtu olemela,
every day,
chikulili lose,
he was eating very good chicken, pork, beef, and crocodile.
Inu! Muntu olemela amaja nkuku ngombe kabela nyama ya ngombe koma songona amaja muntu huyu adali wachuma kwambili.
And this rich man
ndipo muntu olemela
was in his house
anali nyumba yake
with a big gate
inu mpaka na ukala ndi chipata cholowela cha chikulu.
And he used to drive out of the house with big cars. And the Bible says there was a poor man called Lazarus who was, he positioned himself at the gate of the rich man, and as the rich man was coming out, he would call the rich man.
Lazaro. Waumpawi teletu amakala pachibata cha muntu olemela akamatuluka amapempa.
The food you ate today,
chakuja munadya lero,
the remainder,
kodi chatsala,
please
tele mungampa
chicken
njala nkuku.
I beg you,
inu bwanji,
oh
koma ndiye kuti olemela manja
ngoka
nufuna inu kanyama.
I'm dying,
kapisi
kamo, give me something,
pangono boka.
He was begging the rich man. Every day.
Hey.
And the Bible says, the poor man had sores. All his legs were covered with sores. And dogs. Dogs in the area
came
to lick his sores. You see, because of the blood, in the morning, more blood and then pus, some white, green, water. It comes out. So he will be sleeping, and you see that dogs, about 8 dogs have come.
Hey.
And the dogs were licking his
sores.
Every day.
Chiku.
And one day, the poor man, he started to get a fever from infections. And he was feeling cold. And the fever was more. And one day the Bible says, the poor man died. But after that, the Bible says, angels came to take the poor man and escorted him to heaven. angels.
Angelo.
Angels took him
Kumperekeza.
All the way to heaven.
Kumperekeza kumapa.
Angels took the man
Angelo.
To heaven.
Kumperekeza osa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then the rich man.
So no,
look, this is the message from God's son to you in Kasungu.
Undutenga wa mulungu kubwela kwa inu kuno Kasungu.
The rich man.
So no, mzanga uja wako komunjiwa.
He was having a good time.
Analini ntawi so gondwelet.
He was smoking. Do you smoke in Malawi?
Kodi mumasu majita gondudu ku Malawi. Tere amasuda emba sego maso maditwe.
He was drinking.
Zosi.
What do they drink? It's called what? Kajasu. Kajasu.
And
he had a lot of girlfriends.
Yeah,
because rich people have a lot of sexy girlfriends.
Ooh.
The rich man was enjoying.
I'm a conduit.
Wow.
Hey.
Oh, sexy hey. Malawi girls.
Hey.
Sexy Malawi girls.
Hey. Atika no
wow.
Hey.
The rich man was enjoying.
I'm a conduit.
Sexy Malawi girls.
Hey. Atika na dagu chite chani mene.
But one day,
chikurina.
But one day,
Tigulina,
the rich man, he was with his girlfriends, come, having a good time. Suddenly, and he died.
And he can
hey!
Hey!
But,
come!
This time,
Jawi.
This time,
Jawi. Soban.
Read your Bible.
Well, I'm going to Bible.
No angels came for the man.
Bali bengelo adabuera kwamuzu yumponda matiki.
No angels came to escort him.
Bali bengelo adam perekesa.
But demons.
Koma siwanda.
Brother, demons.
Siwanda.
Demons.
Siwanda.
Came.
Sinatuluki.
Hey.
Hey.
To take the man.
Ah, kutake.
Hey.
Agulira! 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 Agulira!
No! No! And the rich man, he went down. He went down into hell. He went down into fire. Yeah. Go and read your Bible.
Where ain't got any Bible on?
The rich man, he went into hell.
Ole mera anabira kahena.
Yes.
Anasigira kahena.
Yeah.
Inde.
Listen carefully.
Mundivete bwino bwino.
People of Kasungu.
Anthu a Kasungu inu.
Shh, quiet.
Kalani chete kai.
Yeah.
Inde.
Listen to me.
Ndiveteleni bwino lomwe.
The rich man.
Ole mera.
And many rich men in Malawi,
when they
died,
agafa.
This is what happened. If you don't know God, the Bible is telling us,
Bible,
Jesus came to give a message.
Yes,
what happens to you when you die? And the rich man, he was in hell, and he saw Abraham. And Lazarus. Abraham was very happy with Lazarus. Quiet.
Shh.
Hey. Quiet.
Mama.
Quiet. Hey.
Maasha
Shh.
Abraham
was with Lazarus. And he asked Abraham, send Lazarus to give me just a drop of water. Just a drop. One drop. Listen to me, my friend in Kazungu. When you die, you are either going up or you go down to hell. There are many people from Kasungu who have already gone to hell. God sent me to warn you. I am a prophet sent from God to warn you that there is another life after this life, and you must repent and come to God. Otherwise, you will go. What you see, what you saw, you will see it. Yes. When you die,
to
be real. Yes. That is why I am saying what I'm saying. But Abraham told the rich man, Mr. Rich Man, nobody can come from hell to heaven. Or from heaven to
hell.
Once you go in, once you go down, that's it. Finished. Tonight, you see, we didn't come here to give you jobs. Or money. That is easy. We came about eternal life. About eternal life. About eternity. We came to tell you that your soul is important. Some of you are only thinking of the bread you eat. But Jesus died for you. And Jesus said, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Today, there are many presidents,
president,
past presidents,
president,
famous people who are dead. Nobody knows where they are. But you'll be surprised. Some may be in heaven, and some may be screaming in hell today.
No,
the rich man, he shouted. He said, please send Lazarus to go back to Kasungu and tell the people that this place is real. And Abraham said, if they don't listen to the prophets, they will not listen if somebody comes from the dead. If I told you that I rose from the dead 2 months ago, I was dead, I was buried in Ghana, I woke up after 2 weeks and I've come to preach to you, will you believe it?
I don't know what I'm saying.
Will you believe it? No. So that is why God doesn't send dead people to preach to you, because you won't believe
it.
You have to listen now to the prophecy that is coming to you. You need to give your life to God. And you need to bow your knees to Jesus. There are a lot of people in Malawi, you are religious, but you are not a real born again Christian.
Antu ambiri ku Malawi ndife achipembedzo koma kubado moto pano sina bado SY.
Some of you
ena ainu,
you have what you do, a little of Christianity and a little of witchcraft.
Aena ngoda bwita amapita kuchali ichi chimene iwo amati nchikristi koma nokugada agada yambeso kuuluka amathabwino zinthu zimene zinsi.
Hey, half witchcraft, half Christianity.
Masana ni ajamukwati opemphera. Usiku ne ouluka na matini kavena.
One of my pastors,
mmodzi mwasibusanga,
he told me something.
Anandusa chinthu china.
Before he became a serious Christian,
asana figo kala Christu wenwen.
He told me himself. He said to me, I was a Methodist. And I became very sick. And I died. He told me he was about 8 floors up. He told me, I came out of my body just like this. And I started to go down. When I reached the earth, I went down. Into the earth. He said it was black. It was dark. He said he was afraid. And he went down to the gate of hell. He started to pray and cry. And a voice came and said, leave him. He told me. He said, I didn't know what it was. He said to me, it is the most frightening experience of my whole life since I was born. Tonight, look at my face very well, and look at my hand very well. God sent me to you to invite you to come to Jesus, to turn around from your ways, from your wicked ways, from lukewarm Christianity, to come to Jesus and serve God. Yes. Otherwise, a day is coming. You may laugh. But one day you will not laugh on that day.
Yeah.
You know, when I was a student in my university, there was a lecturer. He used to laugh at us. Mock us. And terrorize us. Those of us who were Christians. But one day, he got sick. He was dying. He told somebody, do you know Dag Howard Mills? Call him for me. I could not believe my ears. You see, when you are facing eternity, you stop fooling. And you may not have a chance to repent. Tonight, look at my hand. God sent me to warn you, to call you, to come to God, to come to Jesus. Jesus didn't die for nothing. He died for you. He died for you. He died for you. He died to save you. He died to rescue you. And to rescue me. Tonight, you know where you are standing? You are standing at a crossroads. You have to decide. Jesus,
yes,
or Satan.
Gabena Satana.
Which one will it be? Yes.
Inde.
Who will be your master? Amene mufuna kale mbuye wanu. Who are you going to serve? Kwadi mutumikira yani? What shall it profit a man if you get the whole world and your soul goes to hell? The rich man and many rich men. You know, sometimes I think of rich people and famous people. In Ghana, we have many presidents who are dead. Some I knew. I ask, where are they?
Nimafusa tukoda ari kuti.
Where are they?
Ari kuti.
Where is Michael Jackson?
Kodi mukudziwa Michael Jackson ari kuti.
Where is Princess Diana?
Ari Princess Diana mfumwana mfu amina maina okala mfumukazi wakumangaland ari kuti.
Is it all dead people are alive? As I'm speaking, they are alive.
Ari amina anafaja kunoku anafa koma ndithu malo ena ari moyo.
The rich man I was telling you about, they had had his funeral, but he was still alive. He was talking.
Nelson Mandela, South Africa.
President Reagan.
President Sorida.
Kwame Nkrumah. Famous people. Right now, all of them are alive.
And yamoyo.
You may not know.
They are
speaking now as I'm talking. But where are they? Are they up in heaven? Or are they down in hell? You only find out when you die. Yeah. Where you go, you see those who are there and those who are not there.
Hey.
Tonight, look carefully. I came to call you to the cross of Jesus Christ. The night that Jesus was going to die, he talked to his 12 disciples. He took a cup. He was drinking. Then he poured some wine. Then he lifted it up. Hey. They were surprised. He said, "This is my blood. Tomorrow in the afternoon, my blood will be shed tomorrow afternoon."
Few
people know the day or the time they will die, but Jesus, the Son of God, knew the day and the time, and he told his disciples, "Tomorrow, this is the last drink. Tomorrow, by this time, it's finished. This is my blood."
Sitidziwa ndithu kuti ndife nthawi yanji koma Yesu mwana wa Mulungu amadziwa kuti mawa nthawi ngati ino ola ngati iyi mwasi wanga udzakhala utathiridwa.
Few people know, "I'll die tomorrow, I'll die on Friday, I'll die." Jesus Christ, he knew, he said, "Tomorrow, I'll die tomorrow."
Ochepa amadziwa kuti mawa asamuka musasa uno andi apa sindidziwa ngati alipo amene akudziwa. Koma Yesu amadziwa kuti mbawa nthawi ngati zino. Ine ndifa andi pachika.
And he said, "This is my blood."
Ndipo anakweza chikwa kuti chikwa cha magazi anga.
"Because I die,
chifukwa ndifa,
tomorrow,
mawa,
many people will live.
Anthu ambiri adzakhala ndi moyo.
My blood I am shedding.
Mwazi umene ndikukhetsa
is for many people.
Ndi wa anthu ambiri.
Yes. Many people.
Anthu ambiri.
Many people, including Kasungu. The blood of Jesus was shed for you to wash away your sins. And tonight, the blood of Jesus is pouring over me to wash me all my sins. Do you want the blood of Jesus to wash away your sins? If you want the blood of Jesus to wash away your sins, stand up and lift your hand up.
Every
hand must be up.
The
cross. The blood of Jesus for you,
wine
for me. Every eye must be closed. Say this prayer with me now. Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you for tonight.
Thank you for tonight.
Tonight is my night.
Is my night.
I know that I am a sinner.
I know that I am a sinner.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Everybody say, forgive me.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Forgive me. Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. Forgive me for my sins.
For my sins.
Wash me.
Wash me
with your blood.
With your blood.
Wash me.
Wash.
Wash me.
Wash me.
Wash me.
Wash me
with your blood.
With your blood.
The blood of Jesus. Cleanse my heart. Tonight, I open my heart. Everybody say, I open my heart.
I open my heart.
I receive Jesus,
as my Savior.
As my Master.
As my Master.
Thank you, Jesus. Come into my heart. And change me.
Save me.
Save me.
Save me,
Jesus, from all my sins. Thank you. Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For tonight, please write my name.
Please write my name.
My name is. Please write my name
in the book of life.
Thank you, Jesus, for saving me tonight. I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
For what you have done for me.
Now lift only one finger like this. One finger. Say after me, Satan.
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 In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. I bind you.
I bind you.
I bind you.
I bind you.
Satan.
Satan.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I bind you.
I bind you.
From tonight.
From tonight.
I will not obey you again.
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 I belong to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
Lift your two hands. Wave your hands like this. Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
From tonight, I am following you.
I am following you.
For the rest of my life.
For the rest of my life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wave your hand and your books. Wave your hands and your books. Shout hallelujah. Amen.
Aliyense bamenalipo. Kwezani tsopano manje ano awili. Aliyense. Konse kumitengo ko. Ina silingato kuonana. Koma Yesu akugona. Silingato kufika ako koma Yesu afika. Mwina kuno simumveka koma iye akumvani kumamba. Tengo kwezani manje ano muona ntima. Nditsatulani bempero ili. Muchila nklocha tulachichewa. Nena ni ambuye Yesu. Ndataba masopano. Chifuwa ndamfa mawano. Amini mwatuma neneri wano. Kutandi chenjeza. Ndibwanda kulubiria. Kudinu Yesu. Munandifela. Mwazuwano. Kutuka machimo anga. Ambia Yesu. Zikomo. Chifuwa cha mazuwano. Zikomo. Chifuwa cha mazuwano. Lelo. Ndiyele tena tati. Ndakurubirila. Kutino. Munata kutandi wambola. Kwesani mancha kumamba. Munata kutandi wambola. Ndibolelo lembani tina langa aliyese yambani kuchula tina lano aliyese achula tina lake aliyese achula tina lake
yes
chula tina lako
yes
chula tina lako lembeta lembeta kwesani tanjalanu la manja chopa. Ndipo chala chimoto cha nkomba pala. Mugweze mwamba bali yangu.
Yes.
Ndipo ndi mpamvu ndula mulilo. Tia nkulema wawa. Iwe satana. Kuyambila lelo. Ubale wako ndine. Wata. Lelo. Ndiku kumanga. Mujina la Yesu. Kuyambila lelo. Sita kulondo anso. Nine wake. Wa Yesu Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ziko matate. Pondila ndila. Kwesa ni manja osawiri. Ingo yende tani manja. Nena ni ziko mo Yesu wanga.
Oh,
oh, yo. Kokoso lalu nilive ziko mo Yesu wanga. Manja my Yesu Christu.
Anybody who is rolling, falling, free, bring
them to me in the front here quickly.
Jesus.
Yesu Christ.
The power of God is here. Power of God is here.
Power of God is here.
Power of God is here. Power of God is here. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Right now. Satan's power is finished. Satan's power is finished in Kasungu. I see Satan falling. Everybody, put your hand on your head. Anybody who is harassed by demons. Tonight is the end.
Leo, usiku wa leo. Amene sasa sauti somo yao.
Yeah.
Abwele chain.
Look at it.
Abwele chain in you too.
Satan, I bind you now.
Satan, ndikumanga thapa.
Come out of the people.
Tuluka, mantia.
Come out of the people.
Tuluka.
Witchcraft is broken.
Ufitu kuphanyidwa.
Witchcraft is broken. In Jesus' name. I rebuke you now. Come out. 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 In the name of Jesus. Anybody screaming, rolling, falling. To the front. Jesus.
Jesus
Christ. Power.
Bamfu.
Belongs to God. Every knee shall bow tonight. Every knee shall bow tonight. Every knee shall bow tonight. Every knee shall bow. 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 Demons are coming out of people. Devils are coming out. 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 Power belongs to God. Devils are coming out. Demons are falling. Demons are coming out. Devils are falling. Everybody pray, pray. Lift your hand and pray. Lift your hand. Pray. Pray right now. Pray. Everybody pray. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Right now, put your hand on your stomach. Put your hand on your stomach. Anybody who is staying in you, anything that is in you, that should not be in you, is coming out tonight. Are you ready? Are you ready? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every power of darkness. Every power of Satan. In the name of Jesus. I dislodge you. I command you. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Ama shata bala maruma le kapalo le la ramamanda le la bakabarandele Lela mamari andele. Lela valoboro bola. Lela riandele bebe. Meta la baka balaba la bola babandele. Ne katabalo la baraba la babondele. Ne shantala babandele bebe. No ramando la bekeba. Mande katasala bakatasala balara. Te la brabala. Mande la keba la baba la balaba la baba. Kale kalamambo babaralida. Te la rama ma. Te raba baba baba. Para pila la babande de bebe de bebe. Jesus. Jesus.
Yes.
Now lift your hands, everybody. Thank God for healings. Thank God for healing. Miracles. Miracles. Healings. The power of God. Chris Salabash.
Liko Sakatara
Maso Paradash.
Libro Secretaria Mando.
Metada Barashabala.
Rakayama Santa Rabo.
Melenda Ramama.
Rico Sokotara.
Metele Barabala.
Rama Manderebosha.
Mela Rabakabala.
Libro Sokotara.
Tera Mandabala.
Liko Santa Rababa.
Mela Baba.
Liko Yama Secretaria Mando.
Mela Ramamanda.
Libro Secretaria Mando.
Mokra Staradiro Mundes.
Rama Santa Rababa.
In the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus.
Mama Kabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabar
Yes, Lord.
Inde.
Yes, Lord.
Inde mulungu wathu.
Yes, Lord.
Inde atate.
Father.
Atate.
Thank you for healing.
Ziko mochifua jamani.
Right now. Whatever sickness you have, whatever problem you have, put your hand on your
where the problem is.
If it is your eye, put your hand on your eyes. If it is your nose, put your hand on your nose. If it is your ear or your knee, put your hand there. Power is here right now. Jesus is healing you right now. Jesus is healing you right now. Father, thank you for mercy. Thank you for power. Thank you for healing. It is working, Lord. In the name of Jesus, receive healing for your eyes, for your nose, for your legs, for your body. Every pain is healed tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for many miracles. In Jesus' name. Right now, wherever you are, check yourself. God has done something. Maybe you couldn't see, but now you can see. Maybe you couldn't hear, but right now you can see. God has done something for you right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, wherever you are, check yourself. If God has healed you tonight, God has done something for you tonight, lift up your hand. If God has done something for you, if God has done something for you,
yes.
Now, if God has touched you tonight, God has healed you, and you can see that God has done something for you, then I want you to come to the front, to the side over here. Come to this side. I want to pray for you. I want to take your testimony. If God has touched you, wherever you are, if God has healed you, wherever you are, come from the back, from the roadside. Maybe you were healed yesterday. God has done something for you. Come all the way to the front. I want to pray for you quickly. Tonight is the last night. God is doing wonders in Kasungu. Wonders in Kasungu. Wonders in Kasungu. Wonders in Kasungu. Many, many wonders. God is doing wonders in Kasungu. God is doing wonders in Kasungu. Jesus is a healing Jesus. Many miracles are happening. Yes, yes. Yes. Father, let all those in the front here be delivered of evil powers permanently in Jesus' name. Well, now over here somebody couldn't see, but now you can see. They should raise their hand. They should lift up their hand.
Over there.
This way, and somebody's lifted a hand over there. Look. Look at the hands lifted up.
Tanja ilo. Atengeni awo, afalacho filao.
Let the people come through, please. Many miracles are taking place. Many miracles. Many miracles.
Yeah, yeah.
want to pray for Kasungu. Everybody lay your hand on your heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch every citizen of Kasungu by your mighty power. Whatever curse is working in Kasungu, let it break tonight in Jesus' name. Let the heavens open and healing, blessing
madaricho,
and light
kuala,
come into Kasungu.
Kufike kuno Kasungu.
Whatever dark case is working here, I reverse it in the name of Jesus. Now lift your hand, everybody. Receive your healing. When you go back to the house, the curse will be broken. Darkness will be replaced by light. In the name of Jesus, receive the grace of God. I receive the gift of God. In the name of Jesus
Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Evangelist, amazing miracles tonight. For 6 years, this man has been completely blind in the right eye.
Completely blind in one eye.
Yes.
He sees only with the left eye.
Let him tell us.
Disolanga sindi maona kwanza kasiki sindi mango yanga ni disol mods koma uchogela kwa sobano mbito jose ndikuyanga na kuno bwino
maso ache kukabuna bwino
jose ndikuyanga na kuno bwino.
Now for 6 years he has been using the only left eye. The right eye was totally blind.
And totally blind.
He was using only one eye. And the moment you prayed, evangelist, the eye has just opened. Now he's using his own two eyes now.
Wow! Give Jesus a mighty clap offering. Which eye was not working? Close the other one. No, the other one. Which one was blind?
This was blind, the right eye.
So cover the other one.
This one, yes.
Yes.
Do what I'm doing.
Yes.
Wow. The blind are seen practically in Kasungu. Is this not amazing? I want everybody to lift your hand and shout hallelujah. The blind are seen.
Yes.
What it means is that the curse in Kasungu is broken. Tomorrow morning there is a pastor's conference. What time is it? 6 a.m.
6 a.m.
in the morning.
6 o'clock
to pastor's conference. This man was blind, and now he can see.
6 years.
Practically. Doctor, this is a doctor. This is a doctor. Tell the truth. Can you make blind people see?
No. I cannot.
You see now? A doctor is a real doctor.
Only God can do this.
Only God can do this.
This is a miracle.
What is happening?
Evangelist, God is healing eyes in Katsungu.
Eyes.
10 years. She was totally blind. She was led here by her in-law. But tonight after the prayer, evangelist, she can see. She can count fingers. She can do what you are doing.
Wow. Let her tell us, Mama, what happened to you?
Mama, she doesn't think I'm
Jan.
Muamutu says, Mene Sajitika.
But if I know.
Now I can see.
Live Jesus, I am. Live Jesus.
Like this. Look at her waving. Hey. Notice like this.
Do what he's doing.
Wow. Bye-bye. Can you see my face?
I can see you now.
What type of man am I? What did she say?
She said, I can see.
How do you say I can see? Nabenya. Wow.
Old boy, that's the grandmother. They woke up one morning, his leg, this one was not working again, and he was dragging his leg. That's how he has walked for 5 months. But evangelist, after the prayer, lift up your leg. Do it. He couldn't do this.
Let him tell us.
Okay. The leg just started by itself.
What happened to the leg?
I came into town. When I was going back home, I found myself that I've some pains in this waist. Then I had problems in walking for almost 5 months.
Tonight, is it gone?
Okay. I am healed. But there is a slight pain.
A slight pain. Walk and let's see.
There he walks.
Wow.
Evangelist, this man has been using this stick for 6 years to walk.
Wait a minute. Shh, everybody listen. Hello? I want to pray for financial miracle in Kasungo. How many of us want financial change and miracles in Kasungu? All right. Now listen. Shh. Are you listening? This is what we are going to do. I believe in my heart that the way forward for your finances is to sow a seed, financial seed, and God, I will pray, and God will bless the seed.
Kuti mufike pakuti apa chuma changa yafikapo chiri chonse chimafuna munthu adzale mbeu ndiye tsopano lino kunoka sungu inuyo mudzala mbeu ya chuma changa ndipo mtumiki wa Mulungu apemphera pamenepo.
Now healing Jesus crusade is going to which town? Mzuzu.
Machitidwe ansonkhano wa healing Jesus campaign.
What I am going to ask you to do is to sow a seed to buy petrol for us to drive to Mzuzu and Karonga. Maybe somebody wants to buy 1 gallon or 10 gallons. Whatever. It's a special gift.
And
under the anointing, as I pray for your seed, it is a blessing. Whatever God touches your heart, you can even buy all the petrol for us. We thank you. Look at my basket. Lift up your hand. And I'm praying for your finance right now. Father, open the windows of heaven of Kasungu. Let a financial release come into every family represented here tonight. In the name of Jesus, bless from the smallest to the biggest. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I am putting bucket here, from here, all the way here. We are still doing this miracle, but from the back, everybody take your seat now. Let me pray with you. Take out your seat. This one is for the stage. Lift it up. Whatever you are selling in your shop, I speak to every item to go. Whatever work you are doing, I speak to the work. Prosper. Flourish. Wherever you are working, I command you to be promoted. In Jesus' name. Bless every seed, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Alright, the baskets are here. Find your way and put it. Don't send anybody. Come yourself and put it in the bucket. You are buying fuel. If you want to buy the petrol directly, don't give us money, but you buy the petrol. It's a blessing. We like it. It's a seed. It's a seed. Doctor, what is happening?
Evangelist, for 6 years, this man has not walked without the sick. Show us how he used to walk.
Okay, kwa saga 6 akala kuendelea ndoto baba. Tuone tena mimi nimemaendelea. Yes.
Look at that.
That's how he used to walk.
This is how he used to walk. My goodness. Now what has happened?
The power of God touched him and strength. That is it.
Hey.
Jesus, I am. Jesus, I am.
Wait, how were you walking before?
Kodi?
Turn around and show us.
Bambo. Poyamba mumaenda bwanji. Tadone tani mene mumaenda na Musa na chile. Taonan. 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 Mena maendela. Toba no tatembe nukani. Tadone tani mene mukuendela. Aha.
Otuaka chima kamude. Chachi, chachi.
What a healing. Please, let the people go back a bit so that the offering... Kwame, let the people go back. Too close to the offering bucket.
Nana
Brago, too close to the offering basket. Too close for the people.
Choristers, go back.
Choristers.
Olivia!
Evangelist, 4 years ago, she had an abortion. And after that, she has bled continuously
for four years,
evangelist. It couldn't stop.
I would go and follow. Ana chota bagati. Koma atango chota bagati po. Akalaguta ya magazi. Saka follow. Kwa salegezi.
When you asked them to put their hands where the pain was, she did. Evangelist, immediately the bleeding stopped. She went out to go and check, and it was dry.
Bleeding is gone.
The bleeding has stopped.
Live Jesus, I am. 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 Live Jesus, I am.
Do you remember the woman in the Bible? She was bleeding.
Kodi mukumbuka mamkazu jambai bwama kamas.
And maybe the woman in the Bible also had an abortion for 12 years. I have not thought about it before.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Security, help us. Help us with the offering. Security, help us. BDR, what is happening?
Evangelist, this young man is 18 years old.
18.
Since he was born, he has been totally blind in his right eye. Totally blind in his right eye.
I wouldn't yamada yali ndi saka sakubadwa 18. Koma chibadwire ni kwa mayache. Disori mots sana penyepo mpaka na lero.
But tonight, evangelist, he can see. After the prayer, the power of God came over him. He can see in his right eye.
How many believe that as Jesus is opening the eyes of the blind, he can touch your financial life as well?
Yeah.
I believe it. As he's opened the eyes of the blind, he can touch your finances as well. I believe it. Let him tell us himself.
She said, Since I was born,
I have been using only the left eye. And hey. I'm totally blind on the right eye. And even in school, he was only using the left eye. The moment you were praying and he tried to close the other eye, he found himself that now the other eye has been opened. Now he can use both eyes now.
Wow.
Yes.
Amazing. Close the other eye. Totally blind. Wow. The Jesus who is opening eyes is standing in our midst.
Yes.
Do you know that I cannot even heal a mosquito? Do you know that I cannot heal even a mosquito? So I don't know how he got healed. I know that Jesus must have healed him. I one day I broke a mosquito's leg. You see, in Ghana we are expert at catching mosquito in the air. And the mosquito's leg was broken. But it was not dead. And I still could not heal. So this blind boy, even doctor, can you heal? Doctor, come here, tell the truth. Tell the truth.
No.
Can you open blind eyes?
I cannot open a blind eye.
I would sinning God take on say
I cannot hear.
Give Jesus a shout of hallelujah.
Let Jesus say
healing of back pain.
Wow.
She could not move. The legs were heavy. But the power of God touched her. The pain is gone totally.
Bend over.
I would in sana.
I was feeling tired.
Wow. Is it gone?
Yes.
Gone?
Yeah.
Jesus, thanks for healing.
Oh, Wahamanati. Oh, Wahamanati. Siyaro na. Wahamanati. Oh, Wahamanati. Oh. Siyabonga Jesu, siyabonga kona ma Jesu, siyabonga Jesu, siyabonga.
Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, this boy had a blurred vision, and his was serious because he's supposed to be in class 6, but he's still in class 4. He's just been repeating because he couldn't see the blackboard. He could also not see what is written. The eye was teary, it was painful, and he could not see for 2 years.
Let him tell us.
Wow. What did you say?
The boy is saying, evangelist says, I wonder, my grandmother took me here and I heard that an evangelist is coming. Then I said, oh, let me go. Even myself, as young as I am, I've got the problems of an eye. Then I came here and my eyes were leaking. I could not see. And the time you were praying, I realized that now the eyes are dry. And I wondered that, what is happening? Now I can see properly. This is what has just happened to this boy.
Wow. Is this not a wonderful miracle?
It's a wonderful miracle.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anybody who wants to sow a seed, this is your chance. Come now. We are still having the basket here. God is going to bless every finances, every business, every work. Come and put your offering in the basket now. This is your chance. We are about to take the buckets from here. So come now.
Aliyensa mina afuna afese mbeu yake ya business moyo nchito promotion yake ndawi yatu ya kalapangono belani mutaike mbeu yanu mabasket hawa minute iku tsai kubelai ticho tsapo mabasket hawa.
Come all the way. Come.
Belani mutatenge dali solano pamene nusa mukutsala.
Evangelist, this lady had weakness on the right side of her body.
Wow.
She tells me that she has been told by the doctors that she has high blood pressure and it could not be controlled. And she said when she walks, her feet swell and she can't walk.
Wow.
But yesterday, she came to the field. After you prayed, she was healed. She said she walked back home. She walked to church and she's no, there's no swelling.
Swelling of the legs.
I asked her about the weakness. She told me, I can even fight somebody now.
Wow.
Hey.
Who are you going to fight with?
The demons.
Demons.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for healing. For your blessing. You want to say something?
What I'm saying is that even my pastor is here. He's standing there. You know what my problem. Since February, devil attacked me with high blood pressure. My blood pressure was 220 over 126. And the owner of Karikene Clinic is the one who was treating me. So it was very bad and affected the right side of my body. Wow. My body, my right side back body was weak. And I was not able to wear some shoes. But yesterday when I came here, you said touch every place where there is pain. I touched this part of my body.
Yes.
And I feel something coming out of my body. Then the
Satan's power,
yes,
is broken in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. And I can run.
You can run.
Yes, I can run.
Run and let's see.
Even
run.
My family members were calling me that my legs are
Jesus
China.
Family members were saying
yes, they were saying that my legs are China legs. But they China. Are no more China legs. And I can do everything.
What is China legs?
She's trying to say they are fake legs.
Fake legs.
Yes.
China legs.
Not good quality.
Not good quality legs.
I can jump. Even I can lift my hand. And I can bend.
Because of
where
I jump. Because of
where
I jump. Because of where I jump.
Jesus, I am.
Now listen. There are still some people. You want to give your seed, your offering, come quickly. There's a lot of space now. Walk from, don't think that it does not apply to you. It applies to you. Quickly come all the way. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Put your offering quickly.
Evangelist, severe headaches and pain in both legs healed tonight.
Strength in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Achila umutu owa wa mawirikisa koma tsopano achila mayapitapo.
Evangelist 2011, she had 6 weeks continuously of hiccuping. She was just hiccups.
Hiccups?
Yes. And after that,
how do you say hiccups?
Tikwi tikwi.
Tikwi tikwi.
Yes.
Tikwi tikwi.
Tikwi tikwi. Tikwi tikwi.
Yes.
For 6 months of tikwi tikwi.
Hey, after that she had a pain here. Evangelist, she describes the pain here.
Doctor, what is the cause of tikwi tikwi, continuous tikwi tikwi?
Tikwi tikwi,
it is a neuromuscular condition of the esophagus, the base of the esophagus, and causes abnormal contractions. The peristaltic activity is not coordinated well. If it is neural.
Also uremia.
Yes, uremia. Many conditions can cause that one, including uremia. Yes.
Heart trouble, yes.
What happened?
Evangelist said after the prayer, she has never felt like this before. She's even been to the witch doctors. She's tried everything. Since 2011.
Tikwi, continuous. Hey.
Tikwi, kwa salegeza. Masabata asanu ndimot. Mpaga na abida kwa singanga.
There is strength in the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Evangelist, she was blind in both eyes.
Blind.
Both eyes. Tonight, the power of God touched her. When you pray, one eye popped open, the other eye is still blind, but one eye can see. Blind in both eyes.
Let her tell us.
Mama. Tuzeni si chajiri gani chani pamoyo wan.
Ine maso gani vuta ma jaka vitad.
I had an eye problem for 2 years. 3 years I've been suffering. 3 years.
And tonight.
Now, Pitiri san, chajiri gani chani.
Ndiye sovano na bwera kuno kunipemperera.
I have come here and you have prayed for me as we are praying. I have seen that the one eye has just opened the time you were praying.
Wow.
And the other eye I can see, but just so little.
One eye, you see? So you see, the miracle is real. It's not that both eyes have opened. One has opened, one is not open. So if it's open, it's open. If it's not open, it's not open. We don't have to tell lies.
Wow. Yes.
Wow, what a blessing. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Beautiful.
Bidia,
what is happening?
This woman has experienced a double miracle. When she came here, she was limping. She has been limping in her left leg. But also a month ago, she said her eyes just went blank. She could only
black.
See white. She
wow.
could only see white. But tonight, she can see, and the limp is
can gone. You see? Can you see?
Yes, I can see.
You couldn't see before?
No, I couldn't see.
But now you can see.
Now I can see.
She was reading, Evangelist. She
I could not see, but now I can see. Very simple.
Like reading a book which was taken by my husband yesterday to be born again. But I couldn't read properly, but I read the verses which you have preached yesterday. Oh, then I was very preached when you were saying, oh, you must do this. I'm happy, Papa.
Wow.
Amen.
What a blessing. What a blessing tonight.
Amen.
Everybody. Olivia, what is happening?
Evangelist, she has asthma and is so bad that every 3 hours she has to take medication. Look at her hands. Drapes and all that.
Allergic reactions.
Yes. Immediately
Jesus,
after the prayer,
thanks.
She's not breathing right.
Anaini asima.
Doctor, what is this?
Evangelist, this man was hit by a motorbike 1 month ago and developed injury of the waist here with severe pain in the leg.
Pain is gone.
It's gone tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Media. Evangelist, this lady has been having pain in her stomach.
Pain.
Every time she eats, she has pain. But now the pain is gone.
Is the pain gone?
Yes.
How do you say, is it gone?
Yes.
Wachila.
Wachila.
Hey.
Wachila.
Wachila.
I had answers
for 5 years. Ndiyeno amuna angata hapa zone na kutikuwa kwela mapempelo. Anati ama kezie. Ndiyeno ota kwela kuno za pempela. Ndiyeno kita pempela nopaneka. Ndafa kutikina jijose mimba mwangaja siya. Nsana wa siya. Ugea zonu nkaza siya. Ndiyeno nopa amuna angato kani kwela mbunga ndikaja.
Ndiyeno Jesus haya. Ndiyeno Jesus.
She's saying
pain.
Pain. She had answers. She could not eat rice. Or had things she couldn't eat.
Rice.
Rice, no. Even here we have got a food, we call it Nsima.
Nsima.
Nsima. Our staple food, Nsima.
Nsima.
Nsima, yes. She couldn't eat.
She couldn't eat it.
But the time you prayed for her, she felt also the bad odor coming out of her mouth.
Wow.
And she felt those things leaving her body.
Wow.
And now she wants the husband to go and buy rice so that she can eat right now.
Wow. Where is her husband?
Where
is
he?
Tell him I said he must buy extra rice for her today.
Evangelist, since March, that's how she's been walking.
Wow.
Since March, this year.
Akaragwenda jonchi kuyogera March, jagachino.
That's how she's been.
And what happened tonight?
Evangelist, the power of God has entered her leg. Now, tell her. Out of that, walk and let's see.
Aba ni mene mu maende la pobwela. Tato ni tani mene maende la musa na yakifike malo. Maende banji. Bangono bangono.
Koma right sobano, now. Right okay. Now.
Sobano mugenda banji. Chano rino. Chano rino tele. Chano rino.
Iyo, yo, yo, yesu wamo.
Jesus is fantastic. Wow.
Also pain healed tonight.
Heal tonight. Let her come.
Achila.
Strength. Thank you.
Crowds
have
lined
the narrow street.
If you want to give your offering, this is the last chance.
12 years of bleeding.
Bleeding for 12 years.
2012. She's been bleeding since 2012.
What happened tonight?
She said the bleeding has ceased.
Has the bleeding stopped?
2012.
Zinangoyamba basi kungota magazi kupita kuchipatara kuta magazi kundika ena dikayamba kutaya so ena kuzandika so kuchipatara kupera kwa pasakirio lukapempera sasia kupita kumudzi kukayambira so kuta so magazi pakali paropa
ndele lochachitika ndichani
ndepa nopa timene kuti ndikwire chito ndimale pera zimafa ziwaro ndemenda bwera panopa ndoona kuti zamba umasuka.
I've been losing blood since 2012. Going to the hospital.
Tonight.
Tonight now. All the pain is gone. Everything is gone. She's okay now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank Amen. You,
strength.
To see this man from Galilee. Just a carpenter's son, say, leading fools astray. yet yes. many kneel to give him praise. And in his eyes they glimpse the power. Yes.
Thanks, Jesus.
That sees the heart of all men.
Yes, yes.
For he knows his Father's mind.
My God,
he speaks his Father's words when he comes
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of the Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Oh, and there is. In the name of the Lord,
there's power.
Jesus. There is power in the name of the Lord. There is hope in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes
in the name of the Lord.
In the name. And when my plans have fallen through, and when my strength is nearly gone, when there's nothing left to do,
but to depend on you,
but just depend on you, and the power of your name. Your strength through weakness to show. We can know the Master's plan. Extend the Master's hand when we come in the name of the Lord. Oh, and then.
Jesus, your name is power.
Jesus.
Yes. Jesus, yes. Your name is mine. Jesus, your name will break every stronghold. Jesus, your name.
Jesus, thanks for your mercy.
Jesus, your name.
Jesus, your name. Your name is
above every name.
Jesus, your name is holy.
Your name is holy.
Jesus, your name is life. Jesus, your name. Your name is power.
Jesus, your name.
Jesus, your name is mine.
Jesus.
Jesus, your name will break every stronghold. Jesus, your name is mine.
Your name opens the eyes of the blind.
Jesus, your name brings healing.
Your name gives sight.
And Jesus, your name gives sight.
Your name will free every captive.
Jesus, your name will free every captive. Jesus, your name.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Brings healing. Jesus, your name brings healing.
Your name. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus, your name gives sight. And Jesus, your name will free every captive. Jesus, your name.